You're listening to Eureka on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind The Entrepreneurs. I'm Tom Edwards. Playlab Inc. is one of New York's most mercurial creative studios. Founded in 2009, it's ventured into architecture, book publishing, product design, and branding work. Its flagship endeavor, arguably, is Pluspool, an extraordinarily ambitious plan to create a floating public swimming pool in the East River. It began as something of a flight of fancy, but now, almost 8 years after it was conceived, it's inching ever closer to becoming a reality. Archie Lee Coates IV, Playlab's co-founder, joined us to discuss Playlab's curious place in New York's agency landscape.
I grew up in Virginia Beach, Virginia, which is an amazing, comfortable place to grow up. I have an amazing family and had an amazing set of friends and still do. I particularly was surrounded by artists, BMX riders, skateboarders, surfers, musicians. We were heavy punk and hardcore music culture, but that sort of way of thinking and freedom was really important for me growing up. And my uncle, who is a painter, introduced me to the artist Keith Haring, not personally because he was passed away by then, and he gave me a biography when I was in the fifth grade. And in that biography, it just very blatantly described life in New York as an artist, as a positive human being that was a force of nature for social issues, for human rights, for art and the defense of making a line. Even if his gallerist said, stop making so much work because you're devaluing it by making so much of it and giving it away. And I was very excited by this idea of a man that could make this work. And then my dad gave me a book on Frank Lloyd Wright, was really excited about that, and applied to architecture school. And I, you know, applied early decision to Virginia Tech, got in, and in my sophomore year, after meeting Jeff, I realized that I wanted to pursue graphic design. So I left architecture school and finished my graphic design degree, my BFA, actually in the architecture building, so I could be surrounded by those resources, people and utilities, and so yeah, and then it all kind of started from there. The studio started as an idea in college. We were 19 years old studying architecture at Virginia Tech in Blacksburg, Virginia. And the program was so encouraging on all disciplines and studying design as a way to explore things that you were interested in. And so we were introduced to artists and designers and studios and all sorts of ways of practicing. And so I think it was just exciting for us to think about practice or a studio as a thing that we wanted to focus our time on. So we named it Playlab, bought playlab.org, taught myself a little bit of HTML, and started quote unquote taking on projects in our apartment in college. And it was fun, and it was a way to kind of test each other's comfort levels and limits, what we were excited about, what sort of things we wanted to explore. And then we moved to New York and started Playlab officially in 2009. Jeff was working at Rex Architects, sort of offshoot of OMA, and I was working at Cornell and Columbia University's medical colleges doing some design work. And we had a little studio we'd go to at night. I kind of jumped ship, started taking on work as Playlab Incorporated, and then Jeff was kind of moonlighting. He'd come in after, you know, an all-nighter at Rex or, you know, staying till midnight and then come into the studio and we would bang out some projects. Or just have pizza and talk about the world. On his lunch break one day, we went to Starbucks and met an accountant, and she incorporated our company. And then he jumped ship in 2009, and here we are. We're a five-person studio now. We keep it really small. We work with a lot of collaborators. We sort of don't really have a focus as a studio, and that is why our studio exists. It's an exploration in ideas and relationships and art and design. And so if you look at our studio in any given day, it looks fairly normal. But if you look at it over the course of 4 weeks, 6 weeks, 8 weeks, it looks very weird. And that's because we're doing a website for Christopher Wool or an iPhone app for a restaurant or a public art exhibition on Avenue of the Americas or teaching a class in Saudi Arabia or designing a skate park for a skateboarding brand. And that's really fun for us because we don't really want to do the same thing over and over again. Over the years, I mean, starting in a recession, there really wasn't a lot of money being thrown out at ridiculous concepts. Now it's a little bit better for concept development, chasing and exploring of ideas. But even then, I mean, convincing somebody, especially at your age, that you could take on an entire identity system, or messaging campaign, or a website that you really didn't know how to develop was a challenge, of course. It's like a lot of convincing. And now we do that just on a larger level, because by definition of being multidisciplinary and only being a small team with not a ton of time, you haven't done some of the things that you're trying to do. And we want that always to be that way. Like PlayLab is like a school, like a place of education where, you know, Charles and Raheem's, the way that they position their office to people, they tried to sell or had to sell IBM computers for IBM before people really understood what computers could do for them. And it's not like Charles and Raheem's knew what computers really did. They didn't spend a lot of time with them. They had to do that for the first time and look at it like children or something through a new perspective. And that's why PlayLab exists, to kind of look at something for the first time. It's been a crazy ride, and I feel like every year we have to reevaluate how we're doing it, because it's not easy ever. And the day that it feels easy is the day that maybe you've done something wrong, because PlayLab for us isn't, shouldn't, and won't be a source of passive income. It's not real estate. This kind of very proactive, strange, exploratory environment. The fact that we exist and are growing and do have income, I think, is the magical bit. An important thing for PlayLab Incorporated was reading the book Tell Me Why by this design office called Carlson Wilker Incorporated. A duo, two people that were taking on projects, and they wrote this book, and in it they detailed the rent that they paid and the invoices they sent out and the projects that failed or were denied or whatever. And that sort of outlining of a studio was really exciting for us, that we wanted to pursue client work and learn how to do that, because that's how great work sometimes finds its way into your office. But we also wanted to initiate projects as an artist does, or a musician makes an album. You make something because you're, I don't know, interested or inspired by an idea. We wanted to make record covers because we saw Sagmeister designing record covers, and we said that would be great. But nobody, the Rolling Stones weren't knocking on our door at 22 years old. So we created a record label, and we had tons of friends that were in bands, and we pursued and tried to run a record label and released 5 vinyl records, tried to make some videos. We made business cards that we never gave out to anyone, and designed an identity system that would never be used or seen by many people, a website, you name it. And we learned a lot. And that was in 2007 to 2009. And so then we worked on a project called PyLab, where we made a pie shop in Greensboro, Alabama, and initiated that with several friends through a project called Project M. And we got excited about what we could do, what we could make, and that was pretty successful. It's been open for 8 years. We were like, that's weird and cool, and we could do that. And we came back, and our friend Dong, that worked with Jeff at Rex, was like, you know, I've got this idea to build a pool in the river, and we don't have a lot of projects. We both had started our offices in the middle of a recession, and nobody was going to ask us to design a floating park in the river. And so we spent some time and designed this thing and made a couple books and zines and a small website and sent it out to anybody we knew. Plus Pool is an Olympic-sized water filtering floating pool. You can kind of think of it as a giant plus sign dropped into the river, but in the shape or form of a giant Brita filter. And so we proposed and then designed with Arup engineering firm, a lot of other partners, this system that is lodged within the walls of the pool. So it pulls in water from the East River that's polluted by sewage runoff, and will make it clean for swimming for human beings, and then distribute that back out into the river as clean river water. The entire initiative has been kind of an exercise in community building, branding, outreach, storytelling, in addition to the architecture. And here we are 7 years later, now working with the mayor's office, City Hall, to build it here in New York, which is pretty crazy. There's a nonprofit with a board of directors that includes the founder of the High Line. We do swim programming for kids in public housing. 80 kids this year we got swimming, and patented a filtration technology that will be that will allow people to swim in the East River for the first time in 100 years. And that started as an idea, and we got excited, and now it's ballooned into a big thing. We have this conversation at the studio, Jeff and I, and then at home too with my wife, all the time about Are you spreading yourself too thin? Are you focused on too many things? And it's a complicated thing to answer for myself when we ask that question, because we're interested in so many things and you only have but so much time. And so for us, I think the pinnacle is PlayLab. If PlayLab is a solid and healthy environment where people can explore multiple things over time, then it can be successful. I wouldn't be content or happy as a creative person just pursuing one particular project. That's not really in my DNA. It could be in somebody else's, but it's not in mine, or Jeff's for that matter. So the question is, and we've had the studio for 9 years now, and we have a design director and a project manager and a junior and a senior designer and interns and full-time staff for Pluspool, and we're learning how to create that environment. And it's like every day or every week when you stop and you have like a roadblock or you have to figure out what you're going to do next, you realize that you're kind of having to reinvent the studio all the time, which is good. We're not another office. We're not another agency. We're PlayLab. PlayLab, as a result, is going to look pretty weird over time.
Many thanks to Archie Lee Coates IV there for sharing the story of the creative studio he co-founded nearly a decade ago, PlayLab Inc. This edition of Eureka was produced by Gaia Lutz and Charles McFarlane and edited by Kieran Banerjee. I'm Tom Edwards. Thank you for listening.